Did you know that SFU is working to become a zero-waste school? But they need your help to get there, and they're giving away cool prizes to get it. Every month from now until December, there'll be a new monthly zero-waste challenge to complete. At the end of each month, a prize will be given away based on students' engagement. How can you get involved? Don't worry, it's easy. First, join the Zero Waste Challenge Facebook group to access easy tips and share your own ideas on how to cut down on waste. Then, just share your photos of your progress on social media using hashtag NoWasteSFU or tag @SFUSustain. By taking part, you not only get the chance to win cool prizes, you also get to help SFU move towards a truly zero-waste environment. To get more info, check them out online at twitter.com/SFUSustain and sfu.ca/sustainability.
This is a CGSF News Break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
New research has revealed that many of the top-of-the-line Android devices sold in China are awash with spyware, harvesting an untold amount of personal data without notification or consent that could easily lead to persistent tracking of users and easy unmasking of their identities.
新研究显示，中国安卓手机充斥着间谍软件。新的研究显示，在中国销售的许多顶级安卓设备都充斥着间谍软件，在没有通知或同意的情况下，收集了难以计数的个人数据，这很容易导致对用户的持续跟踪，并轻易揭秘他们的身份。
The study published by three experts hailing from the University of Edinburgh and Trinity College Dublin found that popular Chinese phone makers like Xiaomi, OnePlus, and Oppo Realme are collecting massive amounts of sensitive data via their operating systems and a variety of pre-installed applications.
这项研究由来自爱丁堡大学和都柏林三一学院的三位专家发表，发现小米、一加和 Oppo Realme 等流行的中国手机制造商正在通过其操作系统和各种预装应用程序收集大量的敏感数据。
The data is being siphoned to an assortment of different private companies, and the researchers worry that the devices could send a worrying amount of personally identifiable information, PII, not only to the device vendor, but also to service providers like Baidu and to Chinese mobile network operators.
这些数据被抽调到各种不同的私人公司，研究人员担心，这些设备可能不仅向设备供应商，而且向百度等服务提供商和中国移动网络运营商发送大量的个人身份信息，令人担忧。
Considering the industry's close ties to the Chinese Communist Party CCP,The findings raise further concerns over the broader surveillance of mobile users in China and abroad.
考虑到该行业与中国共产党的密切关系，这些发现引起了人们对中国和国外移动用户的更广泛监控的进一步关注。
Overall, our findings paint a troubling picture of the state of user privacy in the world's largest Android market.And highlight the urgent need for tighter privacy controls to increase the ordinary people's trust in technology companies, many of which are partially state-owned, the researchers wrote.
研究人员写道，总的来说，我们的发现为世界上最大的安卓市场的用户数据隐私状况描绘了一幅令人不安的画面，并强调迫切需要更严格的隐私控制。以提高普通人对科技公司的信任，其中许多公司属于部分国有。
The study analyzed the operating systems of the three manufacturers as well as the communication between these system apps and the servers to which these connect in order to provide users with the intended functionality. The researchers did not consider third-party apps in their research.
该研究分析了这三家制造商的操作系统，以及这些系统应用和这些应用所连接的服务器之间的通信，以便为用户提供预期的功能。研究人员在研究中没有考虑第三方应用程序。
Researchers assume users were privacy aware, who opted out of sending analytics and personalization data to providers and choose not to use cloud storage or any other optional third-party services.
研究人员假设用户是有隐私意识的，他们选择不向供应商发送分析和个性化数据，并选择不使用云存储或任何其他可选的第三方服务。
The data being collected includes sensitive information, including basic user information like phone numbers and persistent device identifiers like IMEI and MAC addresses, advertising IDs, geolocation data, and data related to social connections, such as contacts, phone numbers, and phone and text metadata.
被收集的数据包括敏感信息，包括基本的用户信息，如电话号码和持久的设备标识符，如 IMEI 和 MAC 地址、广告 ID、地理位置数据和与社会关系相关的数据，如联系人、电话号码以及电话和文本源数据。
The swaths of data harvested.Can easily reveal who is using a particular device, where they are doing it, and even who they are communicating with.
收获的大量数据可以轻易地揭示谁在使用一个特定的设备，他们在哪里使用，甚至他们在与谁交流。
In China, phone numbers are linked to an individual's citizen ID, which is tied to a user's legal identity.
在中国，电话号码与个人的公民身份相联系，而公民身份与用户的合法身份相联系。
All of the data being harvested is being done so without any user notification or consent, meaning users are unaware that their data is being collected, and they have no way of knowing how it is being used, according to the researchers.
研究人员表示，所有被收集的数据都是在没有任何用户通知或同意的情况下进行的，这意味着用户不知道他们的数据被收集，他们也无法知道数据是如何被使用的。
The data collection continues even when users are overseas, despite countries having different privacy and data handling laws, which should impact the way data is collected.
尽管各国有不同的隐私和数据处理法律，这应该会影响到数据的收集方式，但即使用户身在海外，数据收集也在继续。
Researchers found that data was even being sent when the devices lacked a service provider or when no SIM card was inserted.
研究人员发现，当设备缺乏服务提供商或没有插入 SIM 卡时，数据都被发送。
It comes as no surprise that Chinese communist authorities are collecting realms of data from the Chinese populace, but this recent study reveals exactly how Chinese phone manufacturers and third-party sites are actively pulling it off.
中共当局正在收集中国民众的大量数据。这并不奇怪，但最近的这项研究确切地揭示了中国手机制造商和第三方网站如何积极投入其中。
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6.Featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
Welcome back to the Chinese show. And now it's our time to showcase some of the albums recently released by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you a song by Waste My Friend, and it's called Salt Water, which is from the album titled In Consternation, released in 2019. And for more information, you can visit www.wastemyfriend.com. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 Rock Chen Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，我们要推荐几位加拿大音乐人新近发行的专辑里面的歌曲。首先要带给大家的是来自 Waste My Friend 这支乐队演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Salt Water。 Applex is a song by Zachary Lucky, and it's called Moments of Time, which is from the album titled Midwestern, released in 2019.下面要推荐给大家的是来自 Zachary Lucky 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Moments of Time. And for more information, you can visit www.zacharylucky.com.
See you. comes to pass. When I breathe my last breath and the world's grip loosens at last, will the lights dim quickly? Will it all fade to dusk, slow or fast? Will I look down upon you from my place in this old photograph?
Chu-sai-chi and it was vocal by Cai Qin. And next is a song vocal by Ying Xia, and it's called Hua Yu San, which means umbrella. 听众朋友，刚才大家欣赏这首歌曲呢，是来自蔡琴演唱的《出塞曲》，接下来请大家欣赏来自银霞演唱的《花雨伞》。
小河畔，就在那雨山下，微风一阵一阵吹着小风铃，叫我想起他的歌声多温柔。我曾和他并肩坐在风铃下，听他唱。 唱一首歌。到如今他的歌声已经不在风铃下，风铃依然叮当。到如今他的微笑已经不在我身旁，我依然记得他的花雨伞。小风铃叫我想起他的歌声多温柔，我曾和他并肩坐在风铃下听他唱一首歌。到如今他的歌声已经不在风铃下，风铃依然叮当。到如今
Here comes the last song of today's music segmentOf La Chen Xiu, and it's a song called O Liu Yu Huang Li Liao, and again it's vocal by Yin Xia. And Hershey wants to thank you for listening to our show and wish everyone a happy weekend. 听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自银霞演唱的《蜗牛与黄鹂鸟》。在这里呢，何西感谢您收听我们的节目，祝大家有一个愉快的周末，我们下个星期再在空中相会。 Please tune in next Saturday noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Big Brothers of Greater Vancouver is in need of volunteers for their friendship-based mentoring programs. Become a Big Brother or in-school mentor today. No experience is necessary, and it's perfect for busy schedules. Just hang out and have fun once a week. Both guys and girls are encouraged to apply. Boost your resume and help a child. For more information, visit bigbrothersvancouver.com.